Should we do some stupid learning?
Let's
stupid
do
fact
some
of the day.
Learning.
Where we find random things on the internet, we bring them to you as fact. It's eye-opening every single day and something you can impress friends with.
That second part's kind of iffy.
You don't hang around with the right people.
Okay.
All right, stupid fact of the day. The wood frog.
The wood frog.
The wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months.
Wow. Oh, wow. I bet, though, by the time that 8 months is up,
he's like,
what a relief that is, right?
Give me a second.
Oh, boy. You know
that feeling when you have to go really, really, really bad,
yes.
and you've just been holding it and holding it and holding it, and then finally that relief, and it's almost like
it's painful.
It's almost painful, but then you almost have to make a noise.
Almost, but then I don't.
Do you?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay, so the awkward things that happen in the men's room
around the radio station. No.
You know, because we're tied to the microphone for, you know, at least 4 hours every single morning, right?
Right.
And there's a couple different moments during the show where you can run and you can maybe use the restroom or whatever. And so sometimes you're not in a great spot to do that because of stuff that's happening on the show.
Sure.
So you got to hold it and hold it and hold it. And then,
you're kind of dancing a little bit.
And then you'll run to the restroom real fast. You're like, all right, I got 3 minutes. Go.
Yep.
And you go real fast. And sometimes you're in the middle of just like, you're like looking up at the sky or at the ceiling. And you're like, ah. And you got to make that noise.
Yeah, and then
the door opens and someone catches you doing it.
Yeah, and then they're like, you want me to come back?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right?
Everything all right?
Okay.
We say that. We digress because we can put ourselves in the position of the wood frog who has held his pee for 8 months and then finally, relief.
Now, do you think it's a little bit like, you know, so for instance, like if my only option is going to be a porta potty, I have been known to, like, my first derby, right? I had to be in the infield from like 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. I was like, you know what? I'm not a fan of the thunder pots.
Yeah.
The porta potties.
Right.
So I just kind of like didn't drink or eat a lot that day because I just didn't want to. Do you think there's a little bit of that with the tree frog? Like, are they not eating as much? Like, how is that possible?
So
8 months?
Part of it is the wood frog is in Alaska. They're native to Alaska. So
are they sleeping a lot of the time?
They're in a region of Alaska where during the winter, it's almost like a hibernation thing. Where during the winter, they can't venture out because it's just too cold. So once temperatures increase, then they can get out of their little the cocoon and be like, hang on, it's a
nature's
rush.
Nature's calling.
It's a rush.
But you know what? Still, like, it's kind of amazing that it doesn't wake them up.
But,
you know, because I get woken up in the middle of the night sometimes. Like, oh, I gotta go.
That's better to be woken up than to be having the dream of, relief. And then you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
What did I just do?
Probably doesn't have to change any sheets, though. So that's the benefit.
Are you talking about the wood frogs?
The wood frog, yeah.
Yeah, probably not, because probably the wood frog's mom will do it.
What? No, I don't think the wood frog's mom is going to clean up. What?
Kelly, you don't know.
You're right.
I didn't investigate that far into this stupid fact of the day.
Okay, all right.
I will say
we
that.
just did a skimming of the fact.
What do you mean
a
skimming? The fact is the
red
wood
one
frog
sentence
hold,
and I'm running with that.
No, the wood frog can hold its urine for up to 8 months.
That is one sentence. That's as far as you went.
That is the fact. All right, there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day.
So dumb.
I'm going to take a break so I can run to the restroom. All this talk has got me worked up. It's 99.7 DJX.